today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. The topic of this episode is the kindness of the Prophet.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله
Today, Wednesday, 27th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, 22nd of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 13th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Qalam. The first verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
نون والقلم وما يسطرون
Noon, by the pen and what they inscribe.
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون
You are not, O Muhammad, by the favor of your Lord, a madman.
وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ
And indeed, for you is a reward uninterrupted.
وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ
And indeed, you are of a great moral character.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse contains oath taken as to two most significant issues in human life, saying, by the pen and by what they write. It would be of interest to make mention of the point that the earliest verses revealed unto the noble and pure heart of the noble prophet on the mountain of light, Jabal al-Nur, and at the cave of Hira, reveals the exalted significance of the pen.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin
As the previous episodes of today's special, we continue learning about the kindness of the Prophet of Islam. Prophet Muhammad took a great interest in the welfare of all people and had great compassion for people in trouble. The Prophet imitated the attributes of Allah par excellence and translated them into practice in the highest form possible for man. Kindness is an attribute of Allah which has no limits. It is extensive and encompasses all things and all being and all beings without discrimination. Likewise was the kindness of the Prophet. He extended it to all beings, both animate and inanimate, and benefited all without measure. The Quranic words for the Prophet's kindness, Ra'ufur Rahim, chapter 9, verse 128, are very intensive and comprehensive in meaning and convey the true nature and extent of the Prophet's kindness to people. The Prophet said, one of the finest acts of kindness is for a man to treat his father's friends in a kindly way after he has departed. The issue of treating friends well was also extended to include relations. He who wishes to have his provision enlarged and his term of life prolonged should treat his relatives well. Prophet Muhammad emphasized on this matter because he deeply held the view that only kindness prolongs life. And a person is deprived of provisions for the faults he commits.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This mercifulness was not restricted to people, to children, to the believers, to his enemies, rather to the animals as well. His compassion encompassed not only human beings, but also animals. The Prophet ﷺ forbade his companions to keep the unintelligent creatures hungry or thirsty, to disturb or to overburden them. He commanded the kindness and putting them at ease were meritorious acts tending to bring man nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once on return from a military campaign, a few companions took away the chicks of a bird from their nest to stroke them. The mother bird came back, and when it could not find its chicks in the nest, it began to fly around screeching. When informed of the matter, the Holy Prophet ﷺ became angry and ordered the chicks to be put back in the nest. The love and compassion of Prophet of God for all kinds of creatures was not the kind claimed by today's humanists. He was sincere and balanced in his love and compassion. He was more compassionate than any other person. He was a prophet raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and sustainer of all beings, for the guidance and happiness of conscious beings, mankind and jinn, and the harmony of existence. Therefore, he lived not for himself, but for others, for the sake of his own Lord. He is a mercy of the all worlds, and he was a servant of his God.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, Lessons from the Life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us. Now we speak about Prophet Muhammad's immense respect for his daughter, Lady Fatima. Whenever the Prophet was visited by his youngest daughter, Fatima, he would stand to welcome him when she entered the room. Take her by the hand, kiss her, and make her sit where he was sitting. Conversely, she would do the same when he visited her. These beautiful acts, tough simple, show the profound love and respect they held for each other. Aisha, one of the Prophet's wives, said, I have not seen anyone who resembled the Prophet in terms of conduct, way and manners more than Fatima. Respecting your child is so important, dear brothers and sisters, and it must not be forgotten. That respect also includes keeping a child's secrets confidential as well as not humiliating them publicly.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
It's nice to learn about one of the lessons from Prophet's lifestyle, the importance of being just. Yes, that is the lesson. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, states, there is a sadaqah to be given for every joint of human body and for every day on which the sun rises. There is a reward of a sadaqah, charitable gift, for the one who establishes justice among people. Not only should we be kind and thoughtful to those around us, but we need to also be just and fair to everyone we come across in life. The Holy Prophet taught us that no matter who you come across, whether they be friend or foe, you must treat them as you would want them to treat you. This, according to the Prophet, is a powerful act of charity.
Then we look at the eighth year after the Hijra and the Battle of Hunain. This was one of the most decisive battles in the religion of Islam. Eighth year after the Hijra. I'll go over it very quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran, verse 155, describes this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ And those who ran away from you, يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ When the two big armies faced each other, meaning what? The army of Rasulullah and the army that contained the mushrikeen, the Christians and the Jews and the Romans. Two big armies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ Those who ran away. This is an Al-Imran 155. تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan fooled them. They ran away from the battle. بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Allah has forgiven them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Now you may ask, okay, Sayyid, it's normal. There were thousands of Muslims. Some of them ran away. And Allah forgave them. Let's come to Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter 9, verse 25. Allah tells us who stayed and who ran away. How many ran away? لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرَةٍ Allah has gave you victory in many places. Meaning that sometimes when I feel I have been victorious, I walk proudly, I made this victory, I did all of this. Calm down. Allah is the one that gives the nasr. Allah is the one that gives victory. Allah is the one that honored you with what you have today. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا Allah gave you victory in all the battles that you've had. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ. And this is the day of Hunayn. Allah is speaking about this. This is no Shia hadith or scholar or history. This is Quran. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. You saw your crowds and you said, wow, we're going to defeat them. We're going to annihilate them. We're so strong. فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. But your numbers did not help you. They were not effective. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. And you did not know how to run away. You were all running away. Allah now does not say some. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. You felt this entire earth is too small for you now that you want to run away. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ. Allah does not say ثُمَّ وَلَّى بَعْضُكُمْ. For those who speak Arabic, Allah says, and you all ran away. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. You gave your back to Rasulullah and to the battlefield. He had two legs, he borrowed another one. Speedy Gonzalez. Out. This is the Quran.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon in another episode. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. And fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursaleen, rahmatan lil alameen. جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.